Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction and Realty of Beloit.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats, joined by Shauna Remus, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, you had a couple games since we talked last, and unfortunately fell on the wrong end of them. You fall to Minneapolis in your final league game on Friday, 45-41, and then go to Smith Center with a 59-42 loss on Tuesday. Just going back to the Minneapolis game, what were some of the things that stood out maybe down the stretch in that one that didn't go your way?
Oh, it was a dogfight again. Just one of those games that both teams were just resilient and just really wanted to win that game. There was a lot on the line, and I thought the kids played super hard. We just had a couple opportunities at the end that we just weren't able to get the ball to go in the hole. But we had ourselves right where we wanted to be, and it just didn't bounce our way that night.
You knew Smith Center would be a pretty good challenge for you there on Tuesday as well with their experience and size and everything that they have combined, really. Just what were some of the things that you saw in the game there against Smith Center that maybe even you liked from the team, but you fall by 17 in the end?
Yeah, just our resiliency. And, we cut it to 6 there at one point in the game in the third quarter, and we changed some things defensively, and the kids responded to that. And I thought we made a little run on them there, and then they were able to just their experience, and they were able to get some run outs and layups and push the lead back to 10. I thought, going down the stretch, their pressure really did affect us at some points, and then when we were able to settle in and figure out how to beat that pressure, we were able to get into our offensive sets, and those were working really well for us. So just small little victories as you go along here going into sub-state, but I like where we're at, and I like the way we're playing. We just got to, fine-tune a few things as we go in through the next week.
Council Grove is your opponent coming up on next Tuesday, so you'll play them there. And even 10-10, you're 9-11. I know that the records are pretty close to each other. I don't know, as far as the competition that Council Grove sees, but what do you know about them as you get ready for that matchup coming up on Tuesday?
Well, I don't know a whole lot yet, but we will. We'll know. We'll get some film, and we'll dissect them and figure out, what they do well and what we can expose them at. But I like the matchup. I mean, what I have seen, I think we match up extremely well against them. And our season has been very difficult. Our in terms of who we have played, we've played about 5 or 6 ranked teams throughout the season. So I think that's in our favor. Every game we played has been very difficult. So I think that's definitely in our favor. So our kids have seen tough competition, and they understand what a tough game it's going to be, and we're going to have to go down on their court and steal one from them. And I think they're ready for that. I think they're up for the challenge, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck as you start sub-state at Council Grove on Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, as we're joined now by Ryan Eiler, the coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, kind of looking at your squad, a couple games since we talked last, you beat Minneapolis 64-52 on Friday, and then a big 76-29 win at Smith Center on Tuesday, where you had a chance for a lot of kids to get in and play in that one. Let's go back to that Minneapolis game, though. Boy, Wyatt Brockman was definitely red hot for you with 23 in the first half and 38 in the game, and made 6 threes. How special was it to see Wyatt do something like that and also be able to pick another tough road or a tough league win up there at home on Friday?
Yeah, it was an impressive performance by Wyatt. I thought he came out and just played with a lot of confidence and really has been playing in general with a lot of confidence and able to get a few threes to go early and just kind of got in rhythm and able to score the ball extremely well for us. And And everything I felt like, you know, nothing was forced. It was all within the offense, and our kids, once they realized he was hot, started finding him. And we needed all of them. Minneapolis played well. They play hard, and they shot the ball well that night. And I thought, you know, the way we moved the ball against their zone, Wyatt was the one that was able to take advantage against it. But overall, a good win for us.
Against Smith Center then on Tuesday, what do you like about that one?
Just everybody just contributed. Once again, I felt like the shots we took were good decisions. We were setting each other up, shot the ball well. I think, and probably assisted on most of them. And then giving, a lot of guys a chance to play and having some guys on the end of the bench get a chance to get in the varsity game with significant minutes and contribute, and they played well. And so we had Caleb and Wyatt and Owen were all in double figures, and we had other guys just all around that 6 to 8 point range, and thought offensively we played extremely well, and defensively did what we needed to.
Open Sub-State at home on Monday against Riley County. It's a team you saw once already this year. You beat them 71-39 right before the break there and back in December. But clearly that's a team that has improved throughout the season. It sounds like they got one of their top players back as well. What do you expect in the second matchup with Riley County?
Well, the first game was so long ago. You know, you take a few things away from it, but not a lot. They're a group that's been playing without their best player all year. And him coming back, we'll give him a little energy, and he's a good player. And so, for us, we've got to continue to shoot the ball well, continue to play with confidence that we have, and then make sure that we're aware of where their guys and their scores are. Because, outside of him, they do have some kids that can shoot the ball well, and if they get hot, they're tough to defend. So, have a good week of practice and get ready to go for Monday.
Ryan Eiler, head coach of the Bullitt Trojan basketball team here in the Locker Room Chat. Coach, thank you for the time, and a best of luck as you do get started with Sub-State Monday.
All right, thank you.
Our Bullitt Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Trina Luters joining us now, the coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, you picked up a couple wins since we talked last. A big win over Chase, 73-20 on Friday. And then you beat Rock Hills, 56-40 Tuesday. Let's go back first to the Chase game. A big win for you. Looked like you got a lot of girls into the game. And the three-point ball was falling for you that night as well. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the win over Chase?
Yeah, offensively, the three-point shots were really falling for everyone. We had several people hit the threes. And it was nice confidence booster coming in, seeing several people getting in the game and scoring, and so it was a good night of ball as far as that. And we focused on looking at different defenses and taking care of business that way.
Took on Rock Hills then on Tuesday. That's a team that has actually made improvements since the first time that you saw them there in the league tournament, and they really played you tough. You actually led by just three at halftime. You win it by 16. What were some of the things maybe that went better for you in the second half to pull away for the 16-point win?
Yeah, Rock Hills has improved, and they came out, and you could tell they were more focused to start the game than Osborne was. And I'd say what changed at halftime for us was redirecting our focus and talking about what we needed to take care of. And we were able to do that and get some defensive stops, which kind of created our offense that happened there in the second half. And given Rock Hills credit, they did. They came out and were extremely focused and kind of made us need to come out and readjust.
So you have a first-round bye now in the Sub-State, and it's great to have that bye, but you get a lot of time off now, about a week and a half before you'll play your next game on March 4th against either Oberlin or Lakeside. So what are the things that you work on in the meantime as you get ready for Sub-State?
I know that we are going to work on maintaining our focus, and part of that is going to be focusing on taking care of my piece of the puzzle or your piece of the puzzle or whatever each player's piece of the puzzle is. And when everybody takes care of what they need to be focusing on, that kind of makes everything else click together. So we're going to break down and look at different pieces and how, you know, our defensive position, rotating on defense, ball movement, seeing the floor, and just taking every one of those pieces of the game and fine-tuning them so that when we come together and put it all together, it's the finished product that we would like to see.
Trina Luter is the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for being with us, and we'll chat with you next week about your substate.
All right. Thank you very much.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're joined now by Jamie Walters, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog basketball team. Coach, actually 3 games since we last talked, and 3 pretty convincing wins for the team. You beat Smith Center 55-31 on Thursday, and then a 67-25 home win, your last home game there on Friday against Chase. And then Tuesday you won at Rock Hill 54-26. Just kind of take me through these 3 games and how you finished off this regular season here and how you felt the boys played in each one of those victories.
Yeah, Smith Center game, I was, you know, after the first quarter, it was like 14-11. And, you know, just that level, just a little bit higher level. I mean, they had one game, I think, is all. Mm-hmm. But they were fairly competitive, pretty athletic, well coached. I mean, I thought the coach, I mean, as the game went on, I think they kind of got a little bit, you know, out of sync when we got pushed a lead on them. But, you know, I thought they played fairly well against us. They moved the ball, played good aggressive defense. And, you know, they switched defenses about every trip down, so it was really hard to get into anything. Mm-hmm. And so I was proud of our kids for, you know, kind of adjusting on the go. And, you know, me, kind of a control freak, and just think we have to run something every trip down or whatever. And it was good for the kids to just show their coach that they could just go out and play and get a basket. And so it was a good game for us. Like I say, they were probably a little more athletic than what we were used to. They're inside guys. I think they had 6'3 and 6'4. And one's a really good athlete and blocked a lot of our shots. So it was a good game for us. And then, of course, Friday and last night, you know, we were able to get a lead early on them and got a lot of kids some playing time. Both games, we didn't have a JV before, so we suited everybody up and everybody got to play. And they were both good games to finish out the season.
You move on now with, you know, Substate. You're not sure who you play yet. It'll be either Rollins County or Victoria there in Sylvan coming up next Thursday, the 3rd of March. So what do you do between now and then as you get prepared for the Substate?
Yeah, I thought we played about as well as we have. And we shared the ball a little bit better. And, you know, we just got to keep working defensively. Got to continue to get a little bit better. You know, some of the better teams have been able to get some open shots on us, and we got to do a better job of closing out long on the 3-point shooters and making them put on the floor, and our help's got to be ready to help off of it.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck as you start postseason next week.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
At Midway Co-op, we're a lot more than service to farmers and stockmen. We're also customer care and convenience for town customers. We're jobs and income for smaller communities. We greatly contribute to the tax base of all our co-op towns. We're 24/7 with self-service gas. We're hot food and convenience when you're hungry. We're still the one that delivers fuel and propane to the outlying areas. The fact is, Midway Co-op is farmer-owned, member-friendly, the one that does it all. Midway Co-op, come see us.
The best way's Midway Co-op.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Patrick Miller. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
And back here on the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, Nick Lynn with us now, the coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, you've actually played a couple games since we talked last. You went out to Waukini on Friday and beat Trigo at their place by 23, 53-30, and then Beloit came into town, a 59-42 win on Tuesday. First, going back to that Trigo game, what did you see from the group that you liked in another nice road win in the league?
Well, going in, we were really hoping to get a win because it meant having a share of the league title. That was important to us, and we just really didn't know what to expect. Trigo's had the upper hand in us the last few years, and so that's in the back of our minds also. But we felt like we'd been playing better basketball, and in that particular night, we just got major, major foul trouble, and so we were fighting that most of the night and trying to stay afloat, and had Bailey Archer off the bench from our JV team. You know, off the bench, he played a lot and did a really good job of keeping us, you know, where we needed to be in as far as points but it was a good experience for us because we're going to have nights where we, you know, maybe we don't like the calls or maybe we just get in trouble and foul trouble and sort of thing, and I thought we overcame that in the second half, did a whole better job of adjusting to how things went, and I told the kids after the game, and I've never been so mad at them and so happy at them at the same time because that's kind of how the game went.
You moved on again with Beloit on Tuesday. They had gotten within six there in the second half, but you're able to stretch it out and win by 17. What did you see there on Tuesday?
Well, I thought we played well. I did. We made some unforced turnovers again. That seems to be the thing we do, you know, every game, and hopefully we learn from them as we get into sub-state. But I was happy with our play. I know Beloit battled, and they did get back within 6 points in that. I think it was late in the third quarter at some point, and it was a little nerve-wracking on our part because we didn't think we played well. And I thought from that point on, we did a lot of good things. We shot well within the perimeter, and we're able to extend the lead. And I thought our press did a really good job of causing them turnovers throughout the game, and I think that helped us.
Move on to start sub-state coming up on Monday. You'll take on Plainville. It's a team that you beat 83-10, but it was the first game of the year. They lost to TMP 100-20 last night, so they're struggling, obviously, this year. Plainville on Monday, what do you want to accomplish there? What's the focus?
Well, you know, we hope to get Gracie Kirkhoff back, you know, for that game, and we'll see what happens there. But we, you know, we're not going to put 100 on them. That's not going to happen. That's never our goal. Mm-hmm. But we want to maintain some sort of chemistry. You know, we don't want to just go in there and play at a whole different level than we've been playing. You know, Plainville has struggled, and given credit, they've hung in, you know, and that game last night had to be tough on them. But we're going to play, and hopefully we'll get through this game and stay healthy and get into the next round.
Nick Lynn, head coach of Smith Center, Lady Red here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open postseason next week.
You bet. Thank you.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 23rd and 24th. Landmark's planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 23rd and 24th in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark.
Welcome back into Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. We were unable to hook up with Patrick Miller, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond basketball team this week, as the Redmond have finished the regular season with a 1-19 record as they fell to Trigo on Friday 55-28, then a tough loss to Beloit 76-29 on Tuesday night. Nolan Lehman had 12 points for Smith Center, but again, the Redmen falling in both of those games as they lost at Trigo and then at home against Beloit. Smith Center will move on to take on 16-4 Hill City in the first round of the 2A sub-state tournament coming up next week. That game will be in Hill City on Tuesday. The two teams have met already once this season, with Hill City coming out on top 73-26 back on January 25th. So a tough rematch coming up here for Smith Center as the 8th seed against the top seeded Hill City Ringnecks in sub-state basketball coming up next Tuesday. That'll put a wrap on our Smith Center Locker Room Chats. Stay tuned for the Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94. Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 23rd and 24th. Landmark's Planter Clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 23rd and 24th in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Darren Grauerholtz with us, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, 1-1 since we talked last. Rock Hills on Friday, you fall 44-31, but had a nice win against Wilson on Tuesday, 51-46. Just going back to that Rock Hills game, I know it was a struggle there offensively for most of the game for you. And Rock Hills, you know, you did your best on Welchel trying to hold her in check, but she still finished with 19. Just overall, how do you see the performance from the squad there on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, that was our goal, is to keep her in check, and we weren't able to do it. And sometimes that's the tendency of having some young girls playing that position to guard her man-to-man and not understanding exactly why. But Welchel's, she's a good player. There's no doubt about it. And we just couldn't keep her where we needed to. I needed to keep her in that 10-point range, and I think we would have had a chance. But didn't get a good start. Horrible start to the game, and it was just a rough go. So we started making some strides towards the end of the game, and it was just a little bit too late. And I think that kind of happens with a young team. You know, we started getting a little bit more comfortable with the surroundings, and we made the most of it. But it was just a little bit too late.
Again, 51-46 win over Wilson. Then on Tuesday in your regular season finale, what happened in that one, and how do you feel about picking up that win as you finish up the regular season?
Felt good about the win, but the way we did it was absolutely wrong. I mean, we fell behind. And I told the girls, I said, you guys can make my life a lot easier if you tell me who's going to have a good night, because I have no consistent players. You know, Tori Slavik's about the only one that's really given me that consistency that I know that I can trust. Mm-hmm. But she can continue. She has a tendency of getting into foul trouble as well. I had to set her in the first half against Wilson, and then Alexis was having a couple issues there, bringing the ball up the court. I had to settle her down, and next thing you know, I put a freshman in there, and Maddie Brown just does a terrific job, and I didn't expect it, but she really helped us out there to get some things going for us offensively and defensively. So she was a good spark, and unfortunately, we didn't know who it was coming from. So I found her early in the game, and we was able to get that spark to get the win.
You move on now to start Substate with Natoma coming up on Friday. It's a team that you played already twice this season. You beat them a little bit better the first time than the second time around, but what do you need to do against Natoma, and what do you expect to see from them Friday?
Well, we're going to have to come out with a good start. You know, that's one thing that we're really going to stress and take care of the ball. So I'm sure they've improved a lot, and I can't say the same for ourselves. So we'll work on a few things here coming up, and hopefully we'll be able to get that W and move on in postseason.
Darren Grauerholtz, coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open out Substate play on Friday.
Hey, thank you, Dusty.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated, and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Devon Branch with us, the coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, a couple wins for you over the last two games at Rock Hills and a home against Wilson, and you held them to single digits in both games, a 53-9 win Friday in Mankato. Then they're in Kensington on Tuesday. You won 58-8. I know these are two games where you have opportunities, and your kids probably knew that they were the better team, but what does that say about the focus of your team to hold them down offensively like you have been the last couple games?
I don't want to, like, look past other teams, but I've, all week since we got off bracket, I've been preaching our road leads to Logan. So we need to do. We need to be defensively sound. We need to be physical. We need to take away the high post. And we need to be fundamentally on our defense. Because if we can do that against them, we probably won't hold Logan to 8 points, but we can take away some of their things. But that's all I've really been preaching, being physical, being sound, rebounding like grown men, and running when we get the chance to.
And then offensively, how do you feel the team has performed here and as you've had the progression here toward the end of the season?
I like how we're progressing. We're really becoming an inside-outside team. We always start inside. If we got the mismatch inside, we always want to go inside because that opens up a lot for my shooters because teams are starting to try to take away my shooters. So I just want to exploit that. We have a big guy, too, and we're going to feed him until you start double-teaming him, and we're just going to move the ball to the open person and be ready to shoot.
You move on now and get set for the postseason, as you mentioned, as you get ready for this sub-state coming up, and you'll have Natoma coming up here in that game. And you know, it's a team that they forfeited the first time you played. You're set to play them on Friday night. What do you want to see from the group there in the sub-state first round?
I just want to see physicalness. I just want to see playoff mindset. You know, it's win or go home. I just want to see the guys play hard, get after it, and just keep having fun doing what they're doing, because I think that's the most thing that we're doing right now is the guys are enjoying each other and they're enjoying playing the game the right way, and they're just getting out there and getting after it. So I just want to see them keep enjoying it, playing physical, and just getting ready for the next step.
Devon Branch, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck as you take on Natoma Friday.
Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.